Welcome to another episode of Introductory Wine Classes for Novices. Okay, so today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the wine region Bordeaux. And this is a French region known for some of the best wines in the world. You tend to find big, opulent, strong-tasting wines that pair very well with bigger foods like beef or barbecue pork ribs or just larger foods, but tend to have some of the most elegant wines in the world, some of the most expensive wines in the world for that matter. And Bordeaux, the region, is centered on the city of Bordeaux, which is about 350 miles southwest of Paris. It's about a 2.5 hour ride on high-speed rail, so if you take the TGV, it'll take you about 2.5 hours, which is really amazing. And it's divided into two parts where two rivers form an estuary. And this is where you'll hear terms referring to left bank and right bank, because there are these rivers and the climates tend to be different. So the grapes grown there tend to be different. And as a result, the wines that come from the left bank tend to be somewhat different than the wines from the right bank. We'll talk about that in a few minutes here. And there's lots and lots of history with Bordeaux. I think the oldest vineyard is Chateau Pape Clément, where the first harvest was in 1252. And even if you don't go that far back, many of the chateaus are literally hundreds and hundreds of years old. So a lot of history makes for a very interesting wine region, a lot of crazy stories, interesting labels on the bottles. And unlike Burgundy, most of the wineries do start with the word chateau, meaning they're sort of centered around the chateau or the house, and the grapes most likely will be grown around the house, and the vineyards really being around that chateau. While Burgundy wineries tend to start with the word domain, because the wineries, for the most part, are getting grapes from many different places, not just around wherever the main winery or the house is. But we'll talk about that in a different podcast in the future. In the world of Bordeaux, things are very, very tightly controlled. Each of the wine areas has permissible grape varieties they can use, alcohol levels, methods of pruning and picking the grapes, the density of planting and appropriate yields that are allowed, as well as the type of wine making techniques that they use. So, very tightly controlled area, obviously a very important region and a very important product to France and obviously to Bordeaux. So they tend to keep a pretty tight rein on things. And as a result, Bordeaux wines are a blend of possibly five different varietals. By the way, you'll sometimes hear outside of Bordeaux, people say, oh, it's a Bordeaux blend. So when someone says to you it's a Bordeaux wine, that most likely means it comes from Bordeaux. If they say it's a Bordeaux blend, it could be one or multiple of those varietals that are coming out of, that are typically used in a Bordeaux. And it could be just Merlot or just Cab, but usually a Bordeaux wine is a blend. And often they're a majority Cab or majority Merlot, with additional varietals being added to add certain levels of complexity to really bolster the wine in a particular way. So Cab is used really for power, structure, aging potential, very strong, intense. So you get ripe, dark fruit, dark berries, currants, mint, high acidity, very tannic. Merlot, however, is used for rich fruit flavors and sort of has a smoothing agent. You tend to get dry red wine, medium to strong intensity, ripe, fleshy fruit, plums, cherries, and it tends to have medium acidity and moderate tannins. And then you get into some of the lesser known varietals like Cabernet Franc, which is used for sort of a smoothing texture, adding a certain amount of earthiness, medium intensity, red berries, blueberries, red plum fruit, and it gives high acidity with low to moderate tannins. Then you get Malbec, which is used to give it a dark, rich color, medium intensity, red, plum, earth, and kind of spice notes, and really low tannins. And lastly, you have sort of Petit Verdot, which is really used for structure and body. You get dark berries, earth flavors, moderate acidity, and moderate tannin. So again, the wineries, the chateaus, tend to use these all to create a blend that's specific to sort of what they're aiming for the flavor profile overall for the wine. So again, When somebody says it's a Bordeaux wine, it can mean a lot of different things because they can use all these different grapes in a variety of different ways. It can be mostly Cab or even all Cab or mostly Merlot or all Merlot. But those tend to be the two heavy sides. The two tend to be the heavy grapes that get used in creating Bordeaux. And the idea behind the Bordeaux blend is to accentuate the good and eliminate the less desirable attributes of particular grapes. For instance, Cabernet adds the structure and body, while Merlot provides that lush fruit. And finding balance between acidity and tannin, the mixture of these grapes produces, obviously, some of the best wines in the world. Now, Left Bank wines are mostly Cabernet Sauvignon, fleshed out with some Merlot. Right Bank wines are more known for Merlot, balanced by a smaller proportion of Cabernet. So back to knowing your three V's, which we talked about in a previous podcast, you don't necessarily need to know the vintage or the vintner, the chateau in this case, but knowing whether you like Merlot or Cab may help you decide on a particular Bordeaux you may want to drink, because if you feel like a big Cab, you might go to the Left Bank, and if you want more of a mellower type of wine, you might go for a more Merlot-based wine, which you'd find most likely on the Right Bank. And if you ever hear the term claret mentioned, this is the same thing as a bottle of Bordeaux wine. The British tend to be the only folks I know that use this term. And if you've ever seen the ending of the James Bond movie, Diamonds Are Forever, James Bond catches the villains who serve him a 1955 Mouton Rothschild, but they don't know that that is a claret, so I won't go into the story, but it does get mentioned in Diamonds Are Forever. But remember, Bordeaux wines are very big compared to many others. Often they need age to mellow out and flavors. They need that time for the flavors to integrate. So if you open one early, you may think, man, why do people think this is good? It seems harsh or it's tannic or too intense. But maybe you haven't given it enough time. So one of the great crimes is to open a nice, beautiful bottle of Bordeaux that's going to eventually be beautiful in 5 to 10 years, and you open it early. So just keep that in mind that a good Bordeaux needs to see a good amount of time, and then there's nothing like it in the world. It's like drinking liquid silk. It's just amazing. And you want to pair it, as I mentioned before, with something that can match up, stand up to it. Something big like a steak or like a piece of pork that's got a barbecue sauce or something heavy to match up against the Bordeaux itself. So that wraps up part one of this podcast on Bordeaux. Part two, we'll talk about the 1855 classification system that was put into place in Bordeaux. Thanks, and we'll see you on that podcast. Okay, so today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the wine region Bordeaux. And this is a French region known for some of the best wines in the world. You tend to find big, opulent, strong-tasting wines that pair very well with bigger foods like beef or barbecue pork ribs or just larger foods, but tend to have some of the most elegant wines in the world, some of the most expensive wines in the world for that matter. And Bordeaux, the region, is centered on the city of Bordeaux, which is about 350 miles southwest of Paris. It's about a 2.5 hour ride on high-speed rail, so if you take the TGV, it'll take you about 2.5 hours, which is really amazing. And it's divided into two parts where two rivers form an estuary. And this is where you'll hear terms referring to Left Bank and Right Bank, because there are these rivers and the climates tend to be different. So the grapes grown there tend to be different. And as a result, the wines that come from the Left Bank tend to be somewhat different than the wines from the Right Bank. We'll talk about that in a few minutes here. And there's lots and lots of history with Bordeaux. I think the oldest vineyard is Chateau Pape Clément, where the first harvest was in 1252. And even if you don't go that far back, many of the chateaus are literally hundreds and hundreds of years old. So a lot of history, Makes for a very interesting wine region. A lot of crazy stories, interesting labels on the bottles. And unlike Burgundy, most of the wineries do start with the word chateau, meaning they're sort of centered around the chateau or the house, and the grapes most likely will be grown around the house, and the vineyards really being around that chateau. While Burgundy wineries tend to start with the word domaine, because the wineries, for the most part, are getting grapes from many different places, not just around wherever the main winery or the house is. But we'll talk about that in a different podcast in the future. In the world of Bordeaux, things are very, very tightly controlled. Each of the wine areas has permissible grape varieties they can use, alcohol levels, methods of pruning and picking the grapes, the density of planting and appropriate yields that are allowed, as well as the type of wine making techniques that they use. So very tightly controlled area, obviously a very important region and a very important product to France and obviously to Bordeaux. So they tend to keep a pretty tight rein on things. And as a result, Bordeaux wines are a blend of possibly five different varietals. By the way, you'll sometimes hear outside of Bordeaux, people say, oh, it's a Bordeaux blend. What they usually mean is the wines are made up of these five particular wine varietals. There's Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, and Malbec. And recently they've added a sixth that's appeared called Carmenere, but you don't see that too often at this point. So when somebody says Bordeaux wine, they're most likely referring to a wine from Bordeaux, but they might mean a Bordeaux blend and can just mean they're using those particular varietals. And it could just be Merlot or just Cab, but usually